at 6 o'clock in the morning, this basement here in Paris is empty. Don't you ever get tired?
Well, Daddy, I'm just a little beat for my youth.
You had quite a session here tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, with Claude Luther and his boys, them cats, they was really swinging.
You didn't seem to have any trouble with the language at all, although you couldn't understand what they said and they couldn't understand what you said.
Well, it's one thing about good jazz. You don't have to worry about what they're talking about. But when they pick up those instruments, we all speak the same language.
Someone was telling me you had a little trouble with the language in Switzerland the other day, didn't you?
Well, it was a cute little incident. It's a funny thing. I was sitting in the cabaret, and this waiter, he seemed to be very fond of me. And every time he passed, he'd give me a big smile, and I'd say, "Salad," you know? So he passed about three times, and when he passed about the third time, he said, I said, "Salad, Jack." And don't you know, he went in the kitchen and come back with a big bowl of salad. Broke it up, Dad.
Louis Armstrong, you're sort of an ambassador with a horn. You've been having a good time?
Oh, everywhere. I'm just telling you, in all the countries and with all the musicians after we get off and we go to a party or something where there's a band, and all we do is pick up the instrument. What you gonna play? Just start playing, and the same as we did in the tailgates in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's the same thing when we played in the Milano. After I finished my concert at the Neon Concert Hall, I had to rush over to La Scala and stand by those big cats like Verdi and Wagner and all them and take pictures, because they figure our music's the same. We play them both from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted that picture to put up in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Me standing by those big boys there.
I imagine that you would like to have another big boy with you on this trip, King Oliver, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd love him. Because after all, he's my idol, and he did more for the young musicians in my area than anyone that I know of. He would, we'd be walking up Rampart Street and running to Joe Oliver. We might have a lesson or a piece of music that was bugging us. You dig?
Yeah, I dig that.
You dig, okay, Daddy. And I'd say, "Papa Joe, well, how you divide that?" He'd stop no matter where he's going and show it to us, where the rest of the musicians would say, "Boy, I ain't got no time breaking the neck to get to the Eagle Saloon."
Uh-huh.
See? That's why we all love Joe Oliver, and he'll live in our memories, because most of this five-part harmony here in the big bands and thing came from Joe Oliver's creations.
Now, what's this rock and roll stuff? I don't dig that at all.
Well, it's the essence of Gut Bucket. Said, I mean, it's just essence of things we did, but we didn't tear up seats in the theater. The people sit down and listen to what we play. Now you take the youngsters, they figure that in order to be on the ball, they got to take a razor and cut seats. And, well, they didn't enjoy music like that in those days,
mm-hmm.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The people listen, but now they make a lot of noise and they miss the beautiful things. See
what
I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean. I made a note or two here.
Yeah,
you see, I know so little about music that I want you to really educate
me.
Yeah,
but don't get me wrong. Rock and roll is still music.
Yeah?
Yeah, like that Heart of Stone and things like that.
What's cool?
Cool?
Yeah.
In my estimation, it's a cat that's playing a trumpet and is lazy to hit. I know, just too lazy.
Yeah. All right, now, what's bop?
Bop?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Well, we hadn't talked about it in so long. I mean,
all right, we'll discard it.
I mean, it's been gone out. Of
all right,
just
all right.
A passing fancy, Desi.
All right, I see. Now, what's a cat?
A cat? A cat can be anybody, from the guy in the gutter to a lawyer, doctor, the biggest man or the lowest man. But if he's in there with a good heart and enjoy the same music together, he's a cat, Daddy.
Well, you know, listening to you tonight, I think I became a cat.
Well,
for the first
I always
time.
Thought you were a hip cat when you used to sign off, "Dig morrow tomorrow."
Does anybody ever call you Dipper anymore the way they used to when you were a kid in New Orleans?
Well, how many people know my name was Dipper?
I do.
Well, you're welcome. You're one of the boys way back there, you know? Now, dig this. I got the name Satchmo, and it took the name from Dipper from it. When I arrived in London, 1932, I run into the editor of the Melody Maker, Percy Brooks.
Yeah.
And the first thing he said, "Hello, Sachmo." So I said, "What you say, Daddy?" You know. But when I asked my trombone player who joined me from Paris, you know, a lot of them cats is out of work.
Yes.
And then I come over and I made up this band. And I asked him, I said, "Why did they call me Sachmo?" He said, "Because the man thought you had more mouth, you know."
I never heard that.
Yeah. See, it was Satchel mouth, you see. But when he called me Satchmo, the man figured, look at them crumb crushers, and said, it's more than that.
Well, you know, Satchmo, is there any relation between Gut Bucket and Boogie Woogie?
Oh, I don't think so, Mr. Morrow. They're both rhythmatical. Did that come out of me?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, well, anyway. I dug that.
Well, anyway, jazz is a variety of all good music. And the only way to sum up music, there ain't but two things in music, good and bad. Now, if it sounds good, you don't worry what it is, you're just going to enjoy it.